Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona. And the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Hope you can all hear me. We are live, and it is, what is it? Today is May 3rd already. May 3rd. I can't even believe it. We're well into May. 3 days in. What's going on in May? Well, the gods turned on the heat switch, so the ice break game is out. So if you're in Tucson or anywhere in Arizona, you can play the ice break game and see if you know when it's going to hit 100 degrees. So you can win like a carabiner or something. If you want to take me, call 646-915-8421, and I'll go with you. No problem. I can handle the Caribbean, especially with some cannabis there. Speaking of cannabis, Cannabis Kid is not here right now. Ooh. We hope you are feeling better, Cannabis Kid. Let's see if you're you've called in. Not yet. So we're hoping to get a sneak call in from the Cannabis Kid. He's not feeling well today, and hopefully he's on his cannabis, and that'll make him feel better. We know that. So welcome to Weedsday Wednesday, everybody. May 3rd is a fun show. We haven't done this in a long time. We have some product reviews we're doing, and that's going to be really fun because that just means you get to smoke a lot of weed and test your products. Who doesn't like to do that? So, but let's see. And actually, what we're going to do is we're going to quit Skype because they're not working, so we just called them live from our show. And we're going to read a little bit of news this morning just for y'all to get educated, which is what we're here to do. Good morning, Netherlands. Yay. And good morning to the guests that we see numbers and don't know who you are. Thank you for being here. It's kind of a funky program. It tells you have a guest and it's number 108 or something. You're like, well, are there 107 others we don't see somewhere? And where's 109 after that? But thank you, Tumbleweeds Health Center and Canna Health Magazine for sponsoring Weedsday Wednesday in Studio C. Check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com for any cannabis-related questions you might have. And also, if you want to get certified, if you are in Arizona, come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We're on the southeast corner of Broadway and Swan, just so you know. We moved, yep, 4 times in 5 years. That's us. I had a patient say the other day, he's like, all right, where are we going next? And I said, nowhere. We're going to stay here for a while. So that was great. We'll be there for a while. But if you are in the Arizona area and you suffer from PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition, or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis. Now, is cachexia and wasting syndrome, are those the same thing? So why did they spell that out then? Why couldn't they just say wasting syndrome and make us say cachexia? Is that how you say it? C-A-C-H-E-X-I-A, cachexia? That's like a very interesting word. So we're going to, not really sure why they did that either.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Woo! That's right. Contact us at 520-838-4430. For all you emailers out there, it's thctucson@gmail.com. We're all over email. You can phone us. You can call in here at 646-915-8421. If you are coming on air, push #1 or #1 for you youngsters out there.
Or maybe just push one.
I'm not sure. I don't. Maybe call it back and see what it says. There are directions, there are prompts, but you'll have to push something to get in queue to talk with us. Oh, we just got a listener to do that. Look at that. All right. Let's see here. In the news, we've got something from Medical Jane. And you know what? There was something about – that's not what I wanted. There was some news about – yeah, here we go. Denied. Congress denies Jeff Sessions from going after state medical marijuana laws. Congress is blocking the Justice Department from spending any money that interferes with state medical marijuana laws again. Known as the Rohrabacher-Farr Amendment, it is a provision included by lawmakers that allows states to continue controlling their own medical cannabis policies and agenda without fear of intervention from the federal government. All right, let's hope they follow that, but come on, guys, this is important. The bill, which funds the government through the end of September 2017, is expected to pass this week. Here's the full text of the new medical marijuana provision. None of the funds made available in this act to the Department of Justice may be used with respect to any states of Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Illinois, Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Carolina. Am I reading them all? Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and Wyoming, or with respect to the District of Columbia, Guam, or Puerto Rico, to prevent any of them from implementing their own laws that authorize the use, distribution, possession, or cultivation of medical marijuana. And no, I won't read that again. Wow. Sessions' history of controversy-causing statements. Earlier this year, Sessions issued an ominous warning to states with legalized marijuana, quote, states, they can pass the laws they choose, he said, quote, at a Justice Department press briefing. I would just say it does remain a violation of federal law to distribute marijuana through any place in the United States, whether a state legalizes it or not, quote. Well, Sessions ruffled a lot of feathers when he said that. If people don't smoke marijuana, and that pot is only slightly less awful than heroin. I mean, come on. However, in 2016 alone, heroin was responsible for claiming the lives of 13,000 people, whereas cannabis has never been the direct result of anyone's death, ever. Let's just say that. It's in their little parentheses, ever. Despite medical marijuana being legal in 29 states plus the District of Columbia, cannabis is still technically illegal at the federal level. In theory, Sessions could still take action against states that have legalized recreational marijuana. Eight states and the District of Columbia have laws like this, and they are not shielded by the language in the budget bill, so it's not all good news for the existing cannabis industry. Medical marijuana patients, caregivers, and healthcare professionals are thrilled by Congress's decision to protect states' rights, but ultimately many activists still have their sights set on changing the law altogether to completely legalize the plant. Let's just legalize it. Let's just put it out there. It's like oregano. Good for some dishes, not for others, you know. If you need it, you need it. You should just be able to grab it off your shelf and shake a little on your salmon. Remember Watermelon Girl and our baked salmon recipe? Yeah, that's right. Hi, Watermelon Girl and Mama. We were talking about her the other day. What a neat lady. All right. Okie dokie. So let's see here. Let's look and see what's going on. All right, Smoking Lion's on there. Well, let's just get there. Let's just talk with the Dash folks. I'm really excited. This is really cool. We had some great folks come in and drop off what's called the Dash Bowl, and it says it will forever change the way you smoke. So let's check it out. I'm going to actually open this right up before I put them on air. So I'm not biased right now because they're not on yet. So they can't influence my opinions here. But beautiful packaging, actually. That's one of the things I wanted to say. We like good design. This is a nice, simple package. It's got it's orange and red, very nice regal colors. And it's got the smoking lion with its little emblem. What's that?
Tumbleweed colors.
It's tumbleweeds colors and almost Harry Potter colors. We like it. So we can have Harry Potter tumbleweeds. Okay, so it's got this little clear plastic viewer so you can see your dash bowl. And you're probably wondering, what the heck is a dash bowl? Well, we're going to tell you. The dash bowl is an amazing ashtray, but not just that. So it says that we designed the dash bowl because nothing available on the market could meet our expectations. Searching for the perfect heat-resistant bowl to dash and rest our pipes, we decided to create our own. Clean your dash bowl with hot water and soap or place it in the dishwasher. Oh, that's a hands clap. and to dissolve tough resin buildup, you can clean it with rubbing alcohol. So we're going to open this little package up because I've not done this yet. This is very exciting. I've waited for the show to open this. This is like Christmas. I know. Silver Sister's laughing at me. Check it out. Ooh, we need some oohs and ahs. We don't have any on the little thing here. But it feels very nice. It's very slick. It's got a cone cylinder. This my dog hair got on it already, and it's sticking quite well. It's got a cone-shaped cylinder in the middle, so you can take your bowl, and you can just – we're going to try right now. Oh, yeah, you can just get rid of all your ashy ash right out of your bowl right there before you fill it up again. Very convenient. All right, and with that, we're going to have on, I believe this is Tara and Angel maybe. Hopefully we got you both there. But welcome to Weeds Day Wednesday. Are you with us?
We're here. Thank you so much. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. I'll just turn my radio up a little bit, but I'm sure everybody else can hear you just fine out there. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you so much. I'm here with Angel. He's actually here with me today.
Hey, how's it going?
Good morning. I'm so happy to have you guys here. This is very exciting. We haven't had a product review in a long time, and actually your product prompted this show because you were kind enough to bring a sample in for us and say, hey, check this awesome thing out. So tell us about this. Tell us about your size and about your dash bowl. And does it come in other colors? I don't know right away.
Well, first off, I want to just thank you guys and congratulate you for being voted on the best certifying health center.
Oh, thank you for that.
I've actually had a great experience. When I took in the dash bowl to leave it for you guys to test out, I was actually there getting my certification. And I was able to get scheduled in the same day. You guys took wonderful care of me. So,
That's wonderful to hear. We're glad you had a great experience.
So, the dash bowl. We currently have two colors. We have Warrior Red and Shield Black.
I was kind of the colors and stuff I did kind of was kind of inspired by Harry Potter. So I noticed you mentioned that earlier. A little bit. I love that style, that kind of, you know, archaic, older, kind of more regal style. I really like that. So
I think Harry would have had these in every room of his castle.
Yeah. Well, we certainly have one in every room of our house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it started out as I came across the plastic de-bowler, which is not really an ashtray. It's made out of plastic. It will you can tap your ash and de-bowl. That just wasn't good enough. And, you know, there's 30% of house fires in the U.S. are caused by smoking. And there are lots of reviews that mentioned using the de-bowler and burning down their coffee table.
Wow.
So we kept
Yeah, we wanted to avoid situations like that.
And as a side note, I actually survived a house fire 5 years ago. So
wow.
I'm very passionate about this.
Yeah.
And so we tried. Mm-hmm.
No, I was just going to say, keep going, but I was going to ask. So I'm assuming that if you have an amber that's in this, it's not going to burn the bowl. It's just going to burn out.
Correct. Exactly, exactly. So we tried the glass bowl or two, didn't feel it was safe, and we wanted the spike or the cone to be, you know,
malleable
and flexible.
Yeah.
In case we were to fall on it or drop it, you know, we wanted it to be practical but safe.
We were worried, yes. You know, I can be a little clumsy, so I, you know, we were a little worried about the glassy bowler. So, yeah. Well, one night we were inspired by Blue Dream, and me and Tara were sitting around and talking, and we came up with this idea to create our own silicone ashtray. And you know, it was funny because I'd never designed anything in 3D before, but I told Tara, I'm like, you know, I'm pretty sure I can design this, and I'm pretty sure we can 3D print it. And you know, I'm very lucky to have such a loving wife. She encouraged me, and I spent probably 2 weeks working on figuring out how to do 3D modeling and stuff. And next thing you know, I was able to print our first prototype in 3D, and it was
wow.
The most amazing. So.
Yeah,
so we printed the first prototype, and, you know, it worked okay. You know, there were a few things that needed to be fixed, so we went in and fixed them, and by our second prototype that we printed, we were really happy with the product, and we were showing it to all of our friends, and our friends were really excited, too, and so we, you know, Tara went and found us a manufacturer, and that's where we're at today.
That was back in September, so here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're available on Amazon now.
Mm-hmm. So
right on.
We're very excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
And today we're going to be working on our wholesalers. So we're very excited. We're very, very excited.
We're very excited to join the Canvas community here. We've run businesses before, but, you know, we really are passionate about the Canvas community and wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're going to see you on Shark Tank. I know it.
You're not the first to tell us.
That's great. So let me ask you, just because I like design and things like that too, what in the first prototype did you change? Because this is a pretty cool little unit. So when you pull out your dash bowl, it actually feels really nice. It's, you know, before you put all your ashes and stuff in it, because I'm not going to test the inside now. But you've got four places for either pipes, cigars, you know, one hitters, whatever glass or piece that you're using, and then you've got the cone in the middle to ash everything out in. So what did you change from the first one?
You know, the first one had a really tiny little spike. I was really nervous about putting the spike too big on it. So, you know, whenever we printed it, it was tiny. And so I made it bigger in the second prototype. And actually, in the chat room, I'm going to put a link to our blog post about it, which has a picture of the first three prototypes. So you guys can take a quick look at them. The first prototype was green, and then the second one was orange. I really like these colors, the blacks, the reds, and gold. So when we finally settled on the product, those were the colors we wanted to use. Yeah. The other thing is that the prototype originally wasn't very thick. It wasn't as strong. So we also made it a little stronger, a little more flexible. So that helped.
It's a nice size. It's a really nice size, actually. It's not too big. It's not too small. It's pretty good.
You know, it also fits perfectly into like a small bathroom, the drawers in your bathroom. It'll fit into the smallest drawer, which is a great hiding place.
Yeah, well, our family isn't into the cannabis community as much as we are. So sometimes it's nice to be able to, you know, quickly clean up the house and make sure that there's nothing lying around. So sometimes we'll keep them in the drawers, and you just pull it open. You can use it whenever you're done smoking. You can close the drawer and you're good to go.
Well, heck, depending on your couch, you might be able to just shove this thing right under it. Not too tall. The cone could kill it for you on the couch shove. So I don't know. You might want to have a third prototype. The couch.
We'll keep that in mind for the next one.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. So you're on Amazon. Are you? Well, we're definitely going to bring you into Tumbleweeds for sure. And are you in other places around town for people to check this out?
We've got some things in the works. We're talking, today we're meeting up with several wonderful, shops in Tucson, and we're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll have more next time we talk to you on the phone.
Excellent. So are you going to make a second product now? Is there going to be the Dash Bowl 2 for on the go, like maybe for the cup holder in your car?
We were just talking about that yesterday. Yeah, I think there will be a second product. We're in the middle of trying to promote this one first, but we've already got a few napkins full of ideas for that.
And so, we would love to roll out some other colors as well. If you have suggestions,
purple and black, those are my favorite.
Okay.
We'll add that to our spreadsheet.
This is fantastic.
I was just going to say we're really excited, and it's been an exciting process so far.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and I'm really impressed with the research that you did about house fires and things like that, because I used to volunteer for the Red Cross, and I was on their disaster action team, and we went out to the house fires, and I can't tell you how many we went out to with cigarettes and stuff that just didn't go out in the bowl they're supposed to or in the place they're supposed to. And, seriously, this could potentially save some lives. And that's mm-hmm. really, we're super impressed. We love it.
Well, we agree 100%. Again, Tara went through a very terrible ordeal with her house fire. And hers wasn't even smoking related. It was just an electrical fire. But, as cannabis users, we do smoke more than our fair share. And it's one of those things that you always want to be very aware of what you're doing. And you want it to be simple. You don't want to think about it. You want to be able to put down your pipe, put down your joint, whatever, and be fine, So that's one of those things we definitely were nervous about with the original plastic deboler. It's something we, after reading the reviews and stuff, we're like, well, we'll just be careful. We'll be careful. And then eventually we're like, no, we don't need to be careful. We need to make our own product. So.
Right. Now, is this medical grade silicone? Is that what you're using here?
It's FDA grade silicone.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
I believe it does qualify as medical grade.
Okay.
Correct.
It says it's heat resistant, unbreakable, which is really important because how many times have we broken our ashtray just knocking right off the table? you want to just like lean on it and be like, hey pal, how's it going? You got a shoulder to lean on right there. 4 resting places for your nose, fill pipes, and then you've got a center spike, there's your ash, and it's easy to clean, it's dishwasher safe, made in the USA, so we're supporting America. Fantastic. And you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for bringing this down and for coming on our show and for being so wonderfully creative in the cannabis community. We love it.
Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate you guys.
Yeah, and how do you have a website or something that people can check this out before they can, or can they order online even? Or are you launching that?
Yeah, they can actually go to dashbowl.com, DASHBOWL, dashbowl.com, and that will take them directly to our Amazon shop if they would like more information or they'd like to purchase one.
That's awesome. We've got a recommendation from our Netherlands friend. And he says a translucent silicone would be nice. And now I'm thinking translucent. Why not glow in the dark? Yeah.
Glow in the dark.
There we go. Right on. So,
awesome.
Yeah, and if you could step on it, I think you'd be okay because the little cone would bend. Oh, wait. Is it dog resistant?
We have a dog. And she hasn't chewed on it yet, thankfully. So we're going to say yes, but that's unofficial. We haven't taken it through rigorous scientific study quite yet.
Oh,
we have thrown it. We
get a clean one.
To it.
Yeah. My dog ate my dash bowl. Is that covered under warranty?
Oh, man, I think we're going to have to. Well, we need pictures of the dogs, though, for our own enjoyment first, though, if you want to exchange it.
Yeah, no evidence. Awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much. You guys have a Facebook page, too, or do we just go to the dashbowl.com and we'll get everything there?
Yeah, actually, we're pretty much all over social media right now. If you go to thesmokinglion.com on the left-hand side near the bottom, you'll see links to all of our social media. Everything is just The Smoking Lion. So if you go on Facebook, you can just search for The Smoking Lion. I think it's all one word. Same with Instagram and same with YouTube. So facebook.com/thesmokinglion or twitter.com/thesmokinglion or I'm not sure how the YouTube one is, but yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, we've posted a couple in our blog for folks out there who want to check this out because really this is really great. This is really neat. I love I say stoners are smart. They're so innovative and this is just getting better and better. People are getting more and more efficient with what's going on. In fact, we're going to do a product review of the original strong silicone bong here in just a minute. And so fantastically with your dash bowl. I mean, you could marry these two. Great little marriage. And this one happens to be number black dash bowl. I have my two favorite colors.
we'll work on that purple one. We just need a minimum order quantity of like 500 and we'll be set.
Okay, we got this. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for coming on and for creating such an awesome product. We love it, and we wish you all the best of success.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Thank you for
and thanks for coming to Tumbleweed. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. If you guys have any questions or anything, just visit thesmokinglion.com. We try to answer everything there. We light and love to you guys. We really appreciate the kind words you guys have given us, and we're looking forward to being there in person.
Oh, us too. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day. Feel free to stay tuned in and hang on. You can mute yourself. But we're going to take a little commercial break here. Thank you guys so much, and we're going to come back with the original strong silicone bong. Thanks, guys. So, yeah, that was awesome. This really is awesome. You guys, everybody really needs to get one. And you can come down to Tumbleweed Health Center soon. They'll probably be dropping those off pretty soon here, hopefully, because they're really great. I'm really excited about this. But if you're having some challenges with some things in your life like PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, HIV, AIDS, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's, a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition or the treatment for a chronic or debilitating disease or a medical condition that causes wasting syndrome, severe and chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including those characteristic of epilepsy, severe or persistent muscle spasms, including those characteristic of multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Yes, give us a call, 520-838-4430, thctucson@gmail.com, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and if you go to the first page on the homepage for Tumbleweeds, there's all those little social media things up there. You can click one of those, and we're there too. And I forgot to play our other ad for Canna Health, and my apologies. Here we go. Check out this online wonderful new magazine.
Canna Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
Excellent. And if you go to our website, TumbleweedHealthCenter.com, and go to the radio section and scroll on down, and you can click on their image for Canna Health and go right to the online magazine yourself. So now, I think, without further ado, we are going to have our second product review. Yay! Cannabis Kid, this is a bummer. It's just such a bummer that he's not here because he loves this stuff. And He loves to do product reviews, but we so hope you're feeling better, and we hope you're using all the cannabis you can to make that happen. Okay, so check this out. This is awesome. When we got these, we were super excited. In fact, we gave one away for our five-year anniversary party, and thank you for acknowledging that. We were just voted Best Education Center. Thanks, folks. That was really nice. So check this out. So it's the original strong silicone made in Bend, Oregon. It's the bong, and this is awesome. And I have the 14-inch one, I believe, and then there is a smaller one,
yeah,
a scout. There's a little scout. It comes in two different sizes, right, currently. So let's see. Let me see if I can read it on. It's a, it's got their little, flyer, advertisement card. It's really pretty, actually. And Tommy Chong's on the front, too, which everyone's always, when they see Tommy, like, hey, what's he got to say? So check it out. Dope Magazine dubbed the adventure. The bong is a 14-inch tall, single-piece silicone structure designed with a suction cup bottom so it can truly go anywhere. I was cleaning this in my kitchen sink today because I cheated. I tried it. And it stuck to my the bottom of the sink. I was like, oh, right on. Can't even knock it over in there. See, and that's so fantastic because, seriously, how many bongs have we all broken? So Joe, do me a favor and press number one, I think pound one or just one on your phone, and I think that puts you in the queue, and then we can have you on. Joe's going to come on and talk to us about this awesome anywhere on-the-go water pipe. Durable silicone, BPA-free, non-toxic, 100% FDA-approved food-grade silicone. Silicone ice catch. There's an ice catch. So, to keep your smoke cool, removable ice catch keeps smoke icy cool and holds stem and bowl when not in use. Maybe we'll go grab an ice cube right now and we'll throw it in there and see what happens. Bowl and stem, high quality borosilicate glassware, seamlessly fits into the silicone body, that indeed it does. Very nice fit too, actually. Sometimes you get bongs with the bowls and they're just kind of sloppy. This one fits like that, was just like a glove made for it. And of course, the suction cup base. Unique concave base creates bump-proof suction. It's really nice, actually. There we go. We're getting some ice cubes in there. Also, it says, why strong? Why would you buy strong silicone? Because it's original silicone water pipe made in the USA. Fun to work with, great customer service, and a lifetime warranty. Ooh, that's awesome. I love it. It says it's adventure-ready, BPA-free, non-toxic. Bend, don't break. It's the original. It comes in emerald green. One glows in the dark, which is just amazing. There's an onyx, an aqua, a grape. Oh, that's what I have. Beautiful grape flavor and lava grape flavor. It doesn't taste like grape, sorry. Grape color.
It should.
Maybe that's the next round. So we're going to try and put Joe on air, even if we'll see if this goes live without the little question mark I'm supposed to be seeing on my thing here. But let's see. Joe, are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Oh, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. We got you.
Hey, thank you for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great. We're so excited to have you on.
Wonderful. Well, I'm excited, and I love listening to you talk about it before I came on.
Oh, well, I'm sorry we cheated, so it's not like a brand new test run. You know, we had to test it before we tested it, but we will actually test it on air. You will hear it bubbling. But it's a fantastic piece, and they fly off the shelf at Tumbleweed. People love them. The glow in the dark are super fun. But tell us a little bit about you and about your product. And while you're talking, maybe I'll test it. I think that's a great idea. Go for it.
Okay. So lovely. Well, first, thanks so much for having me on. And I enjoyed your previous interview as well. And it is interesting how much silicone is making its way into this industry, but there's, you know, clearly a reason for that. So my name is Joe. I started Strong Silicone just a couple years ago in early 2015. And I decided to work with silicone. I had worked with silicone prior to doing this, and I became quite knowledgeable, not from a scientific standpoint, or I'm no expert per se in silicone, but I know more than the average person, I would say. And I realized that we could make a water pipe out of this, and that would serve my purpose, which is the purpose that a lot of people find a silicone water pipe for, is somebody, you know, if you like to get outside, if you like to do things in the outdoors, or just want a piece that won't break, we wanted to make that. And we didn't want to use plastic, one, because plastic can break. And it's, although plastic is portable from the standpoint that it's not as fragile as glass, it's not pliable. And the nice thing about silicone is you can literally fold my piece in half or compress it or crush it. It'll always return to its original shape. So therefore you can stuff it into a bag or a backpack or a fishing box, if you're going fishing or backpacking, or even on a river rafting trip, you can stuff it into your gearbox.
This bends right half.
And that's,
I'm bending it right now. That's really fun. Don't fly your eyes out. It could be a ricochet. Launch some cues at someone.
And so that's what it was born from, the desire to make a piece that wouldn't break, that would be, that would be long lasting. It would be, you know, a great value for the money you spend on it. Unless you lose it, you will never have to buy a piece because of breakage again. Although we do sell our pieces with a glass, with a borosilicate bowl and stem, the body of the piece is all silicone, and the water pipe body tends to be the most expensive part of a water pipe setup. And a lot of people customize and end up getting bigger family size bowls, or they use their favorite bowl that they've used on other pieces. So that's kind of in a nutshell, that's how I came into this. We started with the larger piece, and then we moved on to the small one as well. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what makes you a silicone geek? You said you know a little more than the average person about silicone. How did you get into that?
I was working for a company here in Bend, Oregon, which is where we are based. And this company currently makes pint glasses and a whole myriad of other drinkware out of silicone. And while I was working there, which was a great experience, I would discuss with random people at sales meetings, or just when we're, you know, messing around, couldn't we make and being in Oregon, knowing that at the time that legalization across the board was essentially imminent, I was thinking, look, we should get at the front end of this, because of what silicone affords people, functionality, durability, longevity. And let's make a, when I say let's, I'm essentially talking about me and, you know, I have a partner who remains fairly silent, but I discussed with him doing this, and with my knowledge of silicone and what goes into making the proper tooling to make pieces, we pulled the trigger on it. And it was one of those things where I'm sure your previous guest did something similar. I made a number of pieces, literally went door to door like a broom salesman to various dispensaries and head shops in the Northwest. But instead of brooms, I was pushing water pipes. And after a weekend of doing this in Portland and seeing the results and the excitement, I said, okay, we have something here, and we haven't looked back. If anything, we've had trouble keeping up with demand, and those are good problems to have.
Yeah. I see you on Shark Tank as well. These are just fantastic products. And you have the 14-inch.
Yep.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Are you there? No. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we're testing out the 14-inch because I currently was using a teeny tiny little long. And I have to say, when I actually hit this one for the first time, I had to just sit on my couch for a little while because it was very strong.
the larger piece is a full size piece. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that we made a piece that wasn't, you know, it's not based on trickery or, you know, angles or, you know, five different, you know, levels of filtration. We wanted I'm looking at a piece right now, as are you. It's a very simple design, and part of that is we wanted something clean. And I mean, if you turn it if you look at the back of this, it looks like it could be a vase. It doesn't scream, oh, that's the stoniest looking thing I've ever seen. We want it to be somewhat innocuous,
right?
And very functional. We want it to just, you know, sometimes the simplest things are the most functional and you know the best. And for our purposes, what we were trying to do, just a straight tube design, you know, not too many bells and whistles, but just a good, solid, long-lasting, functioning piece. And our big piece, it's a big boy hit, if you will. As you just said, it can put you in the couch for a second.
Yeah. Yep. You must be aware of your surroundings and your body. So
yeah, right. I think that there's a famous Clint Eastwood quote that says, "A man has got to know his limitations."
So. Yes, indeed. So the Scout, how tall is the Scout?
The Scout is just shy of 9 inches. So it's okay. Shorter, and then it's also smaller in diameter. It's smaller all around. It's a bit more petite.
Yeah.
Obviously, because of its smaller size, it's even that much more portable. It has all the same features. It actually uses the same stem and bowl as the big piece. It also has a removable ice catch as the larger adventurer piece does. And we wanted to make them interchangeable as far as the stem and the bowl go. And that was based upon an assumption that we had that we would have people who already owned the large piece want the small piece. And the thinking was, well, if they own both pieces, wouldn't it be nice if the same stem worked for both of them? So we designed it. So if you already own one and you get another one, and all our pieces come complete with a stem and bowl, it's just a bit of redundancy in there. If you happen to break a stem or a bowl and you own two of our pieces, you'll have the proper stem and bowl to limp you along until you order another replacement.
You said it had a removable ice catcher?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so both ice catchers come out. You can remove those.
Why
would you do that?
Yeah.
Just for cleaning purposes, some people don't like the some people don't use ice catches, so you can just take them out. We in our large piece, the Adventurer, the ice catch also acts as a place where you can when you're not using it, you can drop the stem and the bowl down in there, and they sit on the ice catch without falling all the way down to the bottom.
Right. Yeah, we've tried that too.
So if you're traveling with it, you know, you put it in your duffel bag, what have you, you can put the stem and the bowl down in the tube. It rests in the ice catch, and it's essentially surrounded by the silicone down tube to protect the glass.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you can just drop it right down the top, and
yep.
the stem will arrest on the ice catch. Now, that only works on the large piece. The small piece, because the diameter of the tube is so much smaller. The
right.
ice catch on the Scout does not hold the stem and the bowl.
Ah, okay. Do you sell, so let's say someone just bought one of them, do you sell extra pieces if they wanted to buy the stem, the down stem or the bowl?
Yep. We make everything that comes with our water pipe, we make available online as an accessory. If you break a stem or a bowl, you can buy it directly from me. You can also, I'm sure at Tumbleweeds, you probably carry fairly standard sizing. If you carry some stems and bowls, you would probably have the size that we carry. It's a 14-18 split. So
yeah.
pretty standard sizing. And we did that intentionally because we wanted people to be able to accessorize. You know, like anything in retail, it's all about accessories.
Yes, it is. And we do love to accessorize in this world, that's for sure. Something new comes out, we all have to have it.
Right. And, you know, one thing, and I knew this going in, but I did not know to the extent I would be, you know, having what I see as a positive effect, and it's made me feel real good. The number of emails we get from medical patients that have come across our piece. And these are people, I'm not talking with migraines or, you know, chronic back or hip issues. These are people with, you know, seriously debilitating, people with multiple sclerosis, people that have tremors and issues holding things. I've gotten to, you know, dozens of emails about how people from all different demographics, you know, like our piece because they've broken so many glass pieces because of their physical conditions, be it they, you know, they have tremors and they can't hold on to things and they break their water pipes. I even had a person tell me that they would chip their teeth on their pipes because their tremors were so bad. And that stuff is, it's hard for me to understand that because I'm in fairly good health, but I can only appreciate, you know, the struggles that they go through. And I'm super excited that, you know, this piece, not only does it fit what I'm, you know, what I made it for, something that won't break, it fits into this realm that I knew existed, but, you know, there are people out there that cannabis benefits tremendously, more so than any prescription drug. And if I could help with that, by making a piece that won't break when they're trying to take their medicine, that actually brings me more joy than anything, because, you know, people who are in generally good health take it for granted. And when you hear stories from people who have daily struggles, it, you know, puts things into perspective.
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine something like that. I have never thought about anything like that because I don't have those challenges, and I'm very grateful for that. But that's amazing. That's so sad that someone would chip their tooth on a bong because of their seizures or shakes or
right. And so yeah, and you can see how dangerous glass is. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Well, and seriously though, I mean, just even dropping your glass bong and breaking it, you can hurt your animals, you can cut yourself, you can, you know, whatever. This just is going to prevent, you know, a lot of injury. And we don't have to buy bongs anymore.
Right. And I have had that. It's funny you say that because I have had store owners tell me that they didn't like it because it would affect their glass sales negatively.
Oh, sure. Yeah, for sure. They count on everybody breaking their pieces. I mean, that's revenue.
Yes, so. Yes. No. I try to look at it from the standpoint, well, maybe you could look at it as kind of insurance for people who buy nice glass pieces that they really don't want to break. In addition, maybe they buy a silicone piece that'll never break. That's the one they take with them poolside to the beach, camping, to that party that you know is going to be maybe a little loud and it's going to be passed around. Don't take your pride and joy $300 piece anywhere, but, you know, the privacy of your own home.
Absolutely. Everyone needs a travel bong, and this is perfect. And now you got a travel bong and a travel ashtray. It's just a perfect little set there.
a little of everything. Yeah, they're out there. Silicone is everywhere.
So what do you have coming up on the horizon for Strong?
We have a couple of new designs coming out, and I will keep it close to the vest. But when they're out there, they will be out there on the website, and we'll probably do a bunch of social media blasting. We utilize Instagram a ton. That seems to be our favorite platform to get stuff out there and to receive kudos from people. But we have a couple of new pieces on the horizon. Sometimes we get them sooner than I anticipate. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer. But I would say in the next 3.5 months, we'll have at least one, if not two, new items. And all I'll say is that they will be silicone based, but I don't want to give too much information. So I always try to keep my audience riveted.
Well, we're going to be on our toes for this one because these are really cool products. And the smaller one, I'm going to have two. I'm going to have my little travel bong now. And I might just go fun and get the glow in the dark.
the glow in the dark has always been our best seller. Just that added novelty, but, you know, it really glows. But, you know, it's fun. If you You know, the beautiful thing about, you know, cannabis is that, you know, people utilize it, use it to relax. And, you know, if you're in a dark room with the glow in the dark, you have this nice glowing tube next to you as you kind of relax for the evening or however you utilize.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if glow in the dark would help you relax. Maybe it would. Staring at a green light's nice.
No, it's rather soft.
Right.
Or it'll just freak you out and you'll have to turn on the lights.
So, did I read, are these, can you throw these in your dishwasher too, or how do we clean these guys?
Yeah. All of this silicone products out there, you can throw in your dishwasher. Considering what you're using these pieces for, you know, whether you're using a tobacco product or some sort of herb, you know, smoke can be fairly harsh on everything, and silicone is no exception. I recommend dumping water daily out of our pieces, just to help prevent any staining from occurring, because resin can be so it's so thick, and it's kind of like coffee or red wine. It can definitely stain, and all silicone has porosity to it, where it has, you know, tiny little cavities. So if you were to leave anything in silicone, be it coffee or red wine or water pipe water, it can leave a little film. So we recommend dumping daily, giving a rinse out with the soap of your choice, you know, dish soap and warm water. You can use rubbing alcohol and salt as well. None of that will hurt the silicone at all. I do not recommend using any of the really, I know there's some great popular glass water pipe cleaners out there, but a lot of them, and this isn't a statement on any of them, but a lot of them have some very strong, scents that they, perfume smells that they add to them. And I find that overwhelming. And I just like to try to stick with just the most natural, easiest way to clean your stuff. If you want to give it a quick rinse with soap and water, that's fine. If you want to quote unquote disinfect it, rubbing alcohol and salt, that's the best way to kill anything. So
yeah,
those two are the ones that we recommend. And yes, you can put it in your dishwasher. and we have done that. What one thing it can do is when you pull it out, your dishwasher might smell like whatever it is you may have been smoking. All you need to do is just run the dishwasher again and it's gone. You can even throw it in your clothes washer. We've done all kinds of testing. just to see, I mean, we stand by our product, you know, head to toe, and durability is the driving force behind our brand.
Right.
So we've parked trucks on it. We've thrown it through the spin cycle in commercial clothes washers. Yeah, nothing happens to it. That being said, all this testing is done without any glass in there. So please, I don't want to see somebody out there like, wait, I threw my water pipe with glass into the washing machine and now there's broken glass everywhere. Please understand that this is just the silicone we're talking about.
Be smart, people. Be smart. now, I'm looking over at your website a little bit, and I've posted it on our chat session. You have titanium stems?
Those are actually those are the Titan stems. That's a company out of California. And I met the designer of this stem a while back, and we both saw how each of our pieces complements the other. We don't make those, but we do sell them on our website. They're made of food grade aluminum, and they're fully adjustable, unbreakable stems. And you actually get two stems when you buy one of their stems.
Wow.
It comes in a box. And you get two stems with three different interchangeable diffused bottoms.
Wow.
And I brought those on board because for those people that are trying to make, you know, the unbreakable piece in its entirety, that's just one step closer. So I and we have quite a few people both retail that purchase wholesale from us, and then online we have quite a few people purchase our pipes and additionally purchase one of the Titan stems because they see, these are people that just probably want to buy it once and not have to deal with it anymore unless they lose it.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely be carrying these, and I will definitely be ordering my black one. It comes in three different colors,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're... Yeah, so that is, yeah, that is not our company, but it's something that I saw as a great partner, a collaboration with us. So, yeah, I'm very happy to work with them and sell their products.
Well, excellent. It seems like a very nice compliment to what you have going on. And this is just an awesome bong, everybody. And if you need to go to Bend, Oregon to get one, it's a beautiful place. But you can come to Tumbleweeds and get one. We have all the
products. Yeah, go to Tumbleweeds. Yes, don't come all the way to Bend. It might be quite the road trip. If you add up all the expenses, it would be the most expensive piece you ever bought.
Hey, but you know what? There's a challenge for that. It's the most expensive bong they ever bought. Maybe it's our friends in Dubai.
I think I saw something just the other day on the internet that was it was upwards of $13,000, and I'm sure that's not even the most outrageously expensive one. I'm sure there are more.
Wow, I wonder what that's made of. Crystal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Gold.
Gold. Yeah. Wow, these days. Well, tell all our folks out there where they can find you online. They know they can buy these at Tumbleweeds Health Center, but where can they get you on?
First of all, because you are a great host and you have the courage to have your own radio show. So, first of all, let me say, if you're anywhere near Tumbleweeds, Tumbleweeds should be the place you go for all your silicone needs. And then if you're not near Tumbleweeds and you're listening on the radio from somewhere remote, you can find us online at strongsilicone.com. And there's an E at the end of silicone. Some people, there is a word silicon, as in Silicon Valley, but silicone has an E at the end. So strongsilicone.com. You can find us there. And there are a few other websites out there that carry us. Aqualab Technologies carries us, but I'll let the people figure out where they can find them. But yes, our website. But first and foremost, if you can get it at Tumbleweeds, that's the best place to get it because they have the nicest people.
Well, we try, and we just love this product so much. It's fantastic, and it really does fly off the shelf, and we know why, because it's really
well
designed.
Awesome. Well, hey, I love that it works for you, and that's. I just try to make a product that's fun and people feel that they get their money's worth out of it. And you should. Anything that, that lasts a lifetime is worth it, so long as it isn't. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we look forward to all the new products that you're going to bring us in the coming future. And we just wish you all the best of luck. And thank you so much for bringing in these samples and letting us have some fun with these and letting us share these with the patients that come in. They absolutely love them. And now I know I'm going to be able to tell them even more why they should love them now. So thank you so much.
Yep. And, we try to make ourselves available, by email and phone. If anybody, our website has all the contact information. If anybody ever has questions, they can contact us directly. And we like talking to our customers. I mean, it's a wide, varied, eclectic group of people that's pretty reflective of our country. So as legalization continues and good people like you are at the forefront of it, should be a fun little ride. And when we get our new pieces, I'll make sure I get you a couple before anybody else so you can check it out and go from there. You guys will be my Arizona testers.
Nice. We'll do some more reviews on air for you. That'll be super fun. That'll be great.
There you go. Well, hey, I've had a great time, and I really think the show you put on is top-notch.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe. We so appreciate having you here. And maybe if we ever get to Bend, Oregon, we'll come see you and say hello.
Yeah, please do. It's beautiful here. Not quite as warm as where you are now, but it is a beautiful place.
It is beautiful. So take good care, and we will talk to you soon.
Will do. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. All right, everybody. All right. Oh, there you go. I was just clapping, and now it turned into this whole little video games, these silly phones, you know, when you try and do technology and it messes up right there for you. But thank you, Joe. Thank you so much for coming on, and thank you for Tara and Angel for coming on for the Dash Bowl. You guys got to come down to Tumbleweed Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come check it out. These things are awesome. And yes, you'll get the best customer service and the best prices in town. And as soon as we get more Dash Bowls, we'll send out an email and let y'all know. But we've got this great selection of the strong silicone bong in various colors. I don't know if we have a glow in the dark, because we may have one. Come down. I think we might have a big and a little. I like the scout. I think, okay, we just got the big, but come down. They're really great. So come check it out. We have some littles, but not the glow in the dark, because who doesn't want a glow in the dark tampon, right? I mean, it's just the best thing in the world. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, so much. Dash Bowl and Strong Silicone, come down, check it out. Check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Come get certified, lowest prices in town. Thank you again for voting us number one certification center. We're really touched and really honored and really proud. And we'll do anything to help you guys out. We make house calls, and you can check out all our past episodes of the radio show if you get crazy. You can go to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. We're on iTunes and Blog Talk Radio. We're on Facebook and all those LinkedIn and MySpaces and Tweets and Twitters and Insta pictures and whatever you call those. And get out there and do that stuff, folks. And come see us. And thank you so much for always tuning in from wherever you are. And we met someone from Dubai. They came by to do some 420 and said they've been listening. So thank you. That's so awesome. You guys are awesome. Thank you, Netherlands, and everybody. We love you. Happy weekday, Wednesday. Remember, be smart, be safe, and educate. Mm-hmm.